You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven. An iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to an all-new episode of Help, I Suck at Dating, the special Thursday episode. We love this midweek. Your past hump day, almost Friday. Here we go. Weekend is upon us. And thank you so much for tuning in, listening to our horrible voices. I am Jared, joined by Dean Unglert, and we have a very special guest who's joining us today. Now, you will know her. She is the master relationship coach on the Oprah Winfrey Network's hit television show, Put a Ring on It. She is also the author of the book, A Woman's True Purpose, Live Like You Matter. Great title right there. It is Dr. Nicole LaBeach. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm fantastic, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. So we were talking about the TV show, Put a Ring on It. Can you tell us a little bit more about, first of all, Put a Ring on It, such a great title, and what this, you know, social experiment TV show is all about?
Well, it's about couples that have been together for a while and they live together and they're in a relationship and they're trying to figure out, should they go their separate ways or should they put a ring on it? And they do this experience while dating other people.
I love it. It sounds like a little like the ultimatum. But it's
so different, Dean, than the ultimatum. Oh my gosh, it's so different. But I get it.
But so it's maybe like a less insane version of the ultimatum.
Yeah, the ultimatum is, it's interesting. But I think ours is definitely more on the practical side of helping people figure out, you know, are they trying to water the grass on their side of the fence and nurture what could be, or are they one foot out the door and need to make a different move?
So what makes a couple know that, like, for example, all these couples go on the show, they know what they're getting themselves into. Mm-hmm. So what would be some signs of a relationship that people should be aware of that would make them decide, hey, listen, you know, we're kind of in a make it or break it stage at this point?
Communication, you know, what does that look like? Because, you know, people talk often about ultimatums and things of that nature, but really those things don't really exist if you're communicating and you're being clear about what you want, where you see yourself going, and where you see yourselves going in the relationship. It's when those conversations aren't being had or when one party doesn't want to believe where the other person is coming from, if it doesn't align with where they want to go. That's when it gets a little difficult.
That makes sense.
So when you introduce somebody else into your relationship, which is what this show does, because it's like, hey, we're going to try to date other people and see if we should either put a ring on it or if we should go our separate ways. Do you think that's beneficial all the time? I guess my question is, like, if I was going through issues with my wife, Ashley, serious issues to the point where we were like, hey, listen, we might not make it, or we should like fully invest in this relationship. Man, the idea for me of like introducing a new person into this relationship, I can't imagine how it would work after that. I got to be honest.
Yeah. Well, in a marriage, it's different. The big thing with these couples is that they haven't made that commitment yet. So the third party, which is myself, being able to help them manage this conversation and the conversations they should be having is really important. Because a lot of times when people are in this dynamic of whether we should or shouldn't, it's often because there are a lot of conversations they're not having. They know where they are in their gut. They're not having authentic conversation to see where they need to grow to be definitive. And in this dynamic where you have a coach and you also have these other parties, it really positions you to say, what am I really trying to do here? Am I trying to work on my relationship to make it better and to grow forward? Or am I really not stuck? I'm just not trying to move, right?
Because do you think that's the biggest issue with couples in general, is just communication or lack thereof?
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge because everybody wants to be heard, seen, and understood. And communication is how we do a lot of that, non-verbally and verbally. So when you're not doing great in either lane, right, of being heard, seen, and understood, a lot of other challenges come to bear.
But I also feel like a lot of times people will sugarcoat their feelings to protect the other person and themselves. And it's not rare for people to like be unabashedly honest about where they're at with everything. But I feel like a lot of times people do that to spare their partner's emotions, right?
Well, yes. And part of the challenge is you're not living your truth. So it makes it hard to be able to go and grow together when the other party doesn't really know where you are.
Why is it right. So hard to communicate in a relationship? Because I agree with you. I feel like we constantly hear this all the time about like, hey, communication is the most important thing with a relationship, or like we can't communicate, which is hurting our relationship. But like you said, Doctor, everybody wants to be heard, seen, and understood. And that goes both ways in a relationship. So it's, I guess my question to you is, why do so many couples struggle with communication?
Well, vulnerability is hard for many. It's not a practiced art, right? So being vulnerable is being willing to be seen without your mask, being willing to take risk, being willing to be emotionally available, right? And if that's the call to connect and have a true connection, you've got to be willing to do it. And if you still want the other person to see you a certain way, or you don't want to deal with things of your past, or you don't want to be authentic, then a lot of those things become a lot more difficult. And that's really often what it is.
Yeah, that's fair. So I've got a question for you. How long into meeting these couples, especially the ones from the show, can you form a pretty accurate opinion on like their success rate?
Oh, that's a good question. Because I think whether they get married or not, it's successful.
Okay.
Right? My thought is, if you're not supposed to get married, by all means, please don't.
Right.
If you're willing to work and invest and be vested in this construct of marriage, please do. So I don't know, because the interesting thing about human beings is you're never really sure what they're going to do until they do it. Right. Are they going to vest and really be able to say, you know, part of what we've co-created is because of me. I'm a co-creator in this dynamic. So I can also vest in doing my part in a way that heals what's happening versus hurts or diminishes, right? But you don't know what they're going to do until they're actually in the position to decide where they want to be.
Right, right.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Have you seen any couples from this show that you thought maybe have gone there, should have gone their separate ways and ended up getting married, or vice versa? Ooh. Couples that broke up, yeah. And you're like, I think you guys could have actually been happy together.
Sure. Because, really? Yeah, because there are things now that after all of these years of looking at couples and all of these years of researching people who have been in relationships that have worked, and people who have been in relationships that haven't, that are telltale signs, right? So if you see a couple that is constantly criticizing one another and constantly in contempt, I mean, the rolling of the eyes, anytime one of them says something, there's a dismissing of the other. There's like, oh God, here we go, blah, blah, blah. All that stuff now tells us whether or not in the long term, you've got a really good shot. So if you watch a couple's patterns and you see how they deal, right? Are they fair, or are they always trying to be at the mat and kill each other? What's their deal? You can say within a certain level of clarity, this might not be so good 10 years from now. Mm-hmm. You might not make it to 5.
But some people just like the bickering and the constant not like nagging, but you know, some people like really do thrive off of that, like
suckers
energy
for
sometimes.
Punishment.
Yeah, suckers for punishment.
Yeah, but for, you know, the question is not so much because a couple say, well, is it bad when you fight? No. If you've got a relationship where there's no conflict, be very afraid. Like run.
Yeah.
Because that's not lifing, right? That's not how we do life. It's not about the conflict, it's about how you have conflict. How you recover, and what's the residue, right? If your conflict leaves everybody bloodied every time, there's only but so much that you're going to be able to do that and have anything that's sustainable or healthy, right? So it's how your patterns manifest with the person that you're with, because we all come with different baggage.
Right. Jared, what do you think your and Ashley's last fight was about? Or not fight, but disagreement.
We have disagreements about parenting style. Not crazy differences, but like a good example is I've been trying at times to let Dawson cry it out, like for, I'd say like 5-10 minutes, because he'll cry sometimes. And then, you know, I remember Ashley one time, he had a bottle and we were holding him, and then, you know, he was just still fussy, and then we put him down and he was still crying. And Ashley was like, we got to dance for him or entertain him or do something. You know, I don't want him crying anymore. And I was like, I think we should just let him cry it out, like give him 10 minutes and just try to like let him get it out of his system. And I was, you know, we were talking about how I didn't want him to get into this habit of, hey, I cry and then they come. Like, that's the way it goes. And so, but she was like, no, I don't want, like, he gets so worked up and he starts crying. I don't want him crying. So that was like a disagreement. I guess that would be our biggest one where I was like, I think we should just lay him down and let him cry it out. And she's like, no, don't, you know, she even said afterwards. So we did it, you know, we let him cry it out. And then she was like, his voice is hoarse. Like, I can tell from crying all that much. And I'm like, he's fine. So I would say that's certain, you know, some disagreements that we have.
Listen, you can disagree, but do you all become the enemy of each other in the disagreement? Is it, no. I think I should do this, you think I should do that, we figure out where we're going to stand on this, and are we enemies because I didn't get it my way or you didn't get it your way? Some people, if you're not doing it their way, it's their way or no way. Mm-hmm. Which means that you've got to become a little invisible to be in their circumstance. Otherwise, they don't know how to coexist and collaborate, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
But what you're talking about is just, we're trying to figure out how to raise this little boy genius of ours and not totally be handled.
Yeah, it's like a hard dynamic to have.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Ashley and I do have more disagreements than just that. Like, I was trying to think, sometimes it's like when I've talked about this on the podcast before, sometimes when we have, you know, hard conversations because we're married, you know, we have to talk about serious things. She'll get emotional and start crying because that's just her immediate reaction. But then I'll get upset because then I'm like, we can't talk anymore. Like, because as soon as you start crying, like, I shut down because I feel so bad. And we've had arguments about that. And she's like, there's nothing I can do. You're just going to have to accept that. And I'm like, okay, but I feel like there's not much I can do, because then I'll get mad. And then I'll say, well, if that's your reasoning, saying there's nothing you can do, then there's nothing I can do to change the way I feel when you start crying, because it's my emotional reaction to just shut down and not want to talk about things anymore. So we definitely have like a little bit of a wall when it comes to that. You know, usually 15 minutes goes by and then we're fine. And then we're kind of like easily talking back into what we needed to talk about. But yeah, I mean, we've definitely had situations arise where it's like, you know, you just butt heads. I feel like it's terrifying to admit that you butt heads with your partner, because then people are like, uh-oh, you guys have issues. And it's like, I don't feel like we have issues just because we have disagreements within our relationship.
Yeah, it does not mean that you have issues. people come, you know, we forget. Let's say, Jared, when did you meet your wife?
In 2015. God, 7 years ago.
How old were you?
20, we were both 26. 26.
So you've been walking the earth for 26 years before you found her.
Yeah.
Beliefs, values, likes, dislikes, successes, all kinds of stuff you've been figuring out for 26 years. And you meet this person and they've been living for 26 years. Why is the expectation, first of all, that I'm going to have all of the tools necessary to build something with this person? Mm. That's bananas. It's so much more compassion to be able to say, you've been living, I've been living, we're bringing things into this dynamic. What do we want to build? And how are we going to try to work with each other to stay committed to building that? Recognizing we don't have all the answers all the time. That doesn't mean our marriage is falling apart, for God's sakes. It means we're trying to figure it out. Sometimes you need a flathead. Sometimes you need a Phillips. You don't always know just by looking at the screw, right? You don't always know. Sometimes you got to try some things and figure out, okay, where do we land that doesn't demolish the both of us, but keeps us connected?
It's so interesting to hear you say that, because there have been so many instances with Kaylin and I. We've been together 3 years now, where we'll have a polar opposite reaction to something that's going on. She'll react one way and I'll react a completely different way. And I, being the narcissist that I am, think that my way of reacting is, you know, incredibly superior and then the best way to react to something. And so many times I take a step back and I'm like, okay, well, we've only been together for a small fraction of our lives. Of course, we're going to have different reactions to certain things. And it's honestly helped a lot with the relationship, because Kaylin and I are so different in so many ways. And to have that perspective of being like, well, of course, we're going to react differently to certain scenarios because we are completely different people. And even like throughout the 3 years that we've been together, we, you know, you slowly tend to like pick up on each other's traits and things maybe not get easier, but you understand their perspective a lot better. And I think before I had that perspective, I would go into a relationship and we would have a different reaction on something. And, you know, this is before my current relationship. And I'd be like, oh, that's it. That's the telltale sign that we're not meant to be together. So I'm going to go ahead and end this relationship now. And it's just not the case. It's like you just have to, I guess, understand that everyone's going to be different, because like you said, 26 years walking this earth, you didn't know this person and you became the person that you are that way. And so obviously you're going to have different reactions to certain things.
Yeah. And, you know, the ego is a trip, right? Because you come in with the tools that you have and you are convinced my tools are right.
Yeah.
Because your ego says my tools are right. I work very hard at these tools. What are you speaking of? And somebody else comes with their tools. And the first thing is to be able to say they're ours now, right? Mm-hmm. We just shifted from mine and yours to ours. And then being able to say, nothing in this box seems to be working. Does anybody else have something? Right? The minute you can say, we've tried every screwdriver, nothing is working. Does somebody have a screwdriver or something we can use? Is the minute someone says, oh, that screw is rusted to the point of no screwdriver is going to help. But use this tool. It'll pull it right out and you can use a new nail. Yes. We did it. It's being able to get on that progression where you're like, we can do this together. We just might not be able to use the stuff that we have.
I just want to point out real quick, doctor, using a screwdriver on a nail, it's not the best, the best option.
Right. But if that's what you've been taught, right? Mm-hmm. If that's what you inherited, you come in, you're like, yeah, my screwdriver, my nail. And when another person says, you know, that's interesting that's what you use, because that's not really the best. Don't touch it. It's sacred.
Right.
Right.
So, well,
we go through that kind of stuff. And sometimes it's just best to just be like, you know what, let's try and let's see which works best for us.
And you nailed it right on the head too. And sometimes when we would have disagreements about things, Kaylin would be, she would say something along the lines of like, well, why don't you, like, why do you see it that way? Or like, why do you react in that manner? And I'm like, in my head, all I can think about is, I love my conflict resolution style. I don't see any issues with it. And so that must mean that you're wrong. But in reality, she's right. Just like trying to get a grasp on what's going on, which is totally fine and makes a lot of sense. But it's just, it's such an interesting, there's so many like avenues you can go down. And, you know, hopefully, I guess you always want to hope you're going down the best one suited for you guys, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you can respect each other through differences, and I always tell couples, it's a really smart thing to be able to ask yourself first, is this duct tape? And I know that sounds like a crazy question, but it's like, okay, is this duct tape? Am I trying to use duct tape to hinge a door because duct tape is all I've had? If I can't answer that question, I don't know if this is duct tape or not. I mean, it's what I've got. I think it should work, but I don't know if that's the best option. Then that gives enough opportunity for the other person to say, you know, I don't really know how to put this on, but I heard this hinge thing will keep the door swinging both ways a lot more effectively. And then you can say, well, all I've got is duct tape, but let me see it. Oh, it's got some holes. I think if we get some screws and a drill, we can try it. Versus when you're so bent on my duct tape is the answer, then you really hit a wall because you're not willing to accept the other person's influence. And in relationships, guys, you gotta be willing to be influenced. Gals, you gotta be willing to be influenced, because if not, what the heck?
Yeah.
Right. Took me a long time to realize that, but I got there eventually.
Yes.
Well, we're still getting there. You know, there's always, as we like to say on this podcast, help I suck at dating, even though Dean and I'm myself are in very happy relationships. We still suck at dating. Just ask our respective girlfriends and wife. There's a lot of things we can work on. But Doctor, we just wanted to say thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. Once again, you're always welcome back. We're so glad that you came back to the podcast, and we hope to see you soon. We know that you can watch all three seasons of Put a Ring on It right now. Is there a season four? Potentially,
well, you know, we hope so. We hope from our viewers and just the words on the street that they want it to come back. We hope that it will.
Yeah, well, it's a very successful show, so I can't imagine they won't have a season four. But everybody listening right now, go watch. You can watch all three seasons of Put a Ring on It. Also, I know you have an event coming up, Dr. Nicole. I don't know if you wanted to talk about that at all.
The reunion is coming up. The reunion of season three of Put a Ring on It is coming up. And also our Woman Unlimited Live is coming
The Woman Unlimited Live was what I was getting at.
It's coming up on June the 18th. Very excited. Women can register from all over the world because it's virtual. WomanUnlimitedLive.com. Very excited. We're going to help you unleash and unbind your unlimited potential in business and in relationships. Doesn't get much more fun than that.
Yeah.
I love it. I'll make sure Kaylin tunes
June 18th. In. June 18th, it's happening.
Yes, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, that'll be 6 a.m. for us. That'll be tricky, but we'll do our best.
Awesome. Awesome, Dean.
Thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to hear from you again. And talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Doctor. Thank you.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com. It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at two locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.